Kate, Laura wants to know, in the great depths of the ocean where there's no light, no sense of three dimensions, what time mechanism do creatures living in complete darkness have in terms of sleep? Or do they even have a body clock so they know when to wake up and when to go to sleep? Fantastic question.
Yeah, really fantastic question. Biological clocks are so important to biology, and it doesn't matter if you live with or without light, even though the genes that regulate, or the primary genes that regulate circadian rhythms, as we call them, are light sensitive. So they typically are regulated by light. However, there are other cues that, for instance, animals in the deep sea can use in order to have some sort of cycle in their biological activity or just their physiology. And one of those is what the activity of everyone living above them in the parts of the ocean that do receive light input, what they're doing. So every day, in all of the bodies of water in the ocean that have little tiny critters living in them, there is a mass migration that happens where they go to the surface at night to feed, and then they come down to the darker depths during the day so that they can avoid being eaten by things that see. It's called a diurnal vertical migration. And so when that happens, that activity of going up to eat and then going back down, when you go up to eat and you start eating, you then start pooping. And so there are these kind of pulses in nutrients that can happen. You can also have seasonal variation in the amount of nutrients that are falling down just from phytoplankton blooms. So all of the plant type or the photosynthetic life that's living in the ocean, it will change based on the season. And so that is another cue that you can use as a clock.
Right. So things that are sensitive to sunlight change their behavior. And this has like a domino effect where the repercussions of their activity changing ripple down in the water column to the dark depths where other creatures are then having their body clocks entrained by their stomachs.
Yeah, because literally all of the nutrients at the bottom, like in the deep sea, are coming from the surface, from the things living above them.